file tax returns under...
...died and the band was over. I did a bunch of soul searching, and I decided, okay, I'm going to disappear. I'm going to go to the most remote place on Earth. I'm just going to get away from everything and figure it out. So I went to the Ring of Kerry in Ireland, where I'd been before. It's so beautiful there. And you really feel like you're just at the end of the earth, and there's nothing serene, and it's so beautiful. And I was driving around in my rental car, and on a country road, and I saw this hitchhiker kid. And I thought, well, maybe I'll pick him up. And as I got closer to him, I saw that he had a Kurt Cobain t-shirt on. And it was Kurt's face looking back at me in the middle of nowhere. And I realized, like, oh, I can't outrun this. So I need to go home and get back to work. And so I did. I went back and I started recording these songs by myself. And with really just with the intention of just continuing life. That's what I needed to do to survive. And it helped a lot.
When did you realize, like, oh, these songs that I was kind of maybe nervous to share, but people really like them?
Well, I mean, I was literally, so I recorded the first record by myself in like 6 days, and I made 100 cassettes. And I was so stoked that I could go to this cassette duplication place and, like, I designed the insert. Like, I picked the font.
Did you give yourself credit in the liner notes?
Unfortunately, my name is nowhere in that thing at all. I called it Foo Fighters because I didn't want people to know it was me because of the baggage that came with that. Also because it was plural. I imagine that if a band name is pluralized, that they're like, oh, it sounds like a gang, whatever. It's the stupidest band name in the world. But I was like literally giving this cassette to people at gas stations. And then someone from a record company called and said, hey, we want to put out your record. I'm like, the cassette thing? Okay. All right. But then this is the good part. This is the best part to me personally, is that...
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
You're listening to Radio Wonderland, live on WGXC, radio made from radio.
Franchises in sport. Ryan Cashman.
surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
It's the Real Talk Comedy Tour, starring D-Ray.
And a rugged, fine design. Visit your local Mazda dealer or MazdaUSA.com for more info. Come 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 for more info. For more info. For more info. .com 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 for more info.
.com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info.
.com for more info. .com for more info. .com for more info. .com for
I'm gonna go get some more.
That's the end of the show this week. I'm Joshua, a.k.a. Radio Wonderland, and the show is Radio Wonderland. As Radio Wonderland, I take sounds off of live radio, and when I'm home, that's New York City radio, and cut it up into little audio bits and deploy those audio bits on a rhythmic timeline to make grooves. The only parts of the show that are not live are when I'm talking like right now. That has to be pre-recorded because I'm so buzzed while I'm performing, I couldn't possibly talk. Find out more at RadioWonderland.org or Twitter at Radio Wonderland or that other social media site. Thanks for listening and stay tuned to everything.